In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里证道。
And this tonight, I'd like to share with you this topic. Is ask for the wisdom of God.
今晚想跟大家分享这个题目是寻求神的智慧。
And please turn to the book of James.
请翻雅各书。
James chapter 1, verse 5 to 8.
请看雅各书第一章第八节。
James chapter 1, verse 5 to 8.
雅各书第一章从第五到第八节。
James 1, from verse 5. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him, but let him ask in faith without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like a surf of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not the man expect that he will receive anything from the Lord. Verse 8, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his way. I read verse 5 to verse 8.
雅各书第一章第五到第八节。
And here, James telling us that if we have not enough wisdom, then ask of God.
雅各在这里告诉我们说，要是我们缺少智慧的话，可以跟神求。
Because this wisdom is very precious in our Christian life.
智慧对一个 基督徒一生来讲是非常重要的。
When we read the Bible from Genesis to all the way to Book of Revelation, we find out the wisdom of God.
我们从 创世纪一直到 启示录，我们就从当中可以看到神的智慧。
It gives us find out the right way, the right path. It all comes from the wisdom of God.
也就是从神的智慧告诉我们。 怎么样做决定，什么是对的，什么是错的。
And also, our salvation has come from the wisdom of God too.
我们的救恩也是从神的智慧而来。
So Paul asks us, telling us, so we can meditate the word of God, so it leads us the wisdom of salvation.
保罗也告诉我们说，一定要我们 默默的思考神的话语，这样子才能够带领我们去。
So I hope that we can all have obtained the wisdom of God in our life.
所以我但愿每一位都能够得到 神的智慧。
So life is more, we can say more bountiful way, a more joyful way we can live in this world.
这样子我们就能过一个更丰富、更喜乐的一生。
I think why people go to school and to obtain the knowledge.
为什么我们去, 要上学, 要想要得, 知识呢?
Because they want the knowledge, but it turns to become the wisdom of their life in this world.
因为人们希望从知识当中得到智慧, 然后在他们, 帮助他们的一生。
Yeah, so we as a Christian, so we obtain the wisdom of God, then Christian life is turned out to be more meaningful than that.
做一个基督徒能够得到神的智慧，这样子一生就更有意义了。
And if you read the James chapter 1 from verse 2, we find out there's a we can encounter many different kind of trials in our life.
在雅各书第一章第二节，这里也告诉我们，一生中我们会受到各样的试炼。
And verse 2 says, consider it all joy.
但是这里说要我们以为大喜乐。
Because this is without the wisdom of God, we cannot joy for when we have encounters kind of trouble in our life.
在这里没有智慧的话，我们就会碰到这些试炼，不会感觉是喜乐了。
And just like a Paul when he has a thorn in his body.
就像保罗在身上有一根刺。
Such trials constantly bother in his life.
他这种试炼在一生就给他很多困难。
He asks God because he cannot be joyful in his life.
所以他跟神祈求，因为他得不到喜乐。
So he asked God.
所以他跟神祈求。
Why do I have this thorn in my flesh?
为什么我身上有这根刺呢？
So after three times he asking God and he got answer from the Lord Jesus.
他请求了三次之后，主耶稣就回答他。
Then my grace is sufficient for you.
我的恩典够你。
That is the turning point for the Paul to understand the thorn in his body is acceptable, and also it becomes a treasure in his life.
这就是保罗一生的转捩点，从他这身上的刺。他才能知道这个成为喜乐，而且他能够更有力量。
Yeah, sometimes, so with Christian life, we have not necessarily our life is always smooth, not necessarily our life is always comfortable enough.
基督徒的一生呢，不是一切都是平顺的。
God constantly given us an assignment for us to let our life we can say make it rough in a sense.
神是不断的给我们这些试炼，让我们的路非常的不平。
In a sense, this is a train ourselves, shaping ourselves.
在某一方面讲，是来锻炼我们。
So sometimes we don't know why these things happen to in our life.
有的时候我们不了解为什么我们会碰到这些事情。
But as a long run, as a far sight, we find out.Because it benefit to us.
但是我们要是有远见的话，我们就会后来了解这些对我们都是有益的。
So actually, the today's trials is for benefit for our future.
我们如今碰到的困苦，对我们将来都是有益的。
That's why James chapter 1 verse 3 says, "Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance."
所以在雅各书第一章第三节说。要知道，我们信心经过试炼之后，就会生忍耐。
Yeah, we find out the Abraham's life.
我们从亚伯拉罕一生发现。
When God calling him from the Haran and he moved to, the land of Canaan.
当神召呼他从哈兰到迦南地之后。
He lived there to waiting for the God's answer.
他在那里等候神的回答。
But about the 9 years he waited, nothing happened in his life.
在那九年当中，神都没有回应他。
I think it's the 10th year. I end up he having a son, through Hagar, that's Ishmael.
结果在第十年的时候，他就从他的侍女，夏家那里得了一个儿子。
So I think until that the moments about 10 years his life in the land of Canaan, his wisdom is limited in that amount.
我想他到第十年那个时候，他对神的这种智慧还是很有限。
Yes, he in a sense he has wisdom enough. He settled himself in the land of Canaan.
是的，他某一方面有智慧。知道他要在迦南地居住下来。
I think his endurance of the limit is about 10 years in a sense, we can say.
但是他的忍耐呢，他的耐力就只到了十年。
But God wants his wisdom is expand enough to waiting for the God's answer more than 10 years.
但是神要他的。耐心能够长到十年之后。
So when he's age 99, God show up to him.
所以在他亚伯拉罕九十九岁的时候，神再一次向他显现。
So God finally answered to him.
神也就再一次的回应他。
He requires 25 years of challenge, to in his faith.
所以在他的信心上就是一个二十五年的挑战。
But when he having a son, I think he solve all the solve all the problems that he had in his mind, and I can end up to be as a great answer to him.
我想等到他得了这个应许的儿子之后，就将他一生的这个困难就解决了。
The God's way given to answer to Abraham is not only giving him just a son to in his life.
因为神要解决他一生的问题，不是光是给他一个儿子而已。
And to give him understand who is God in his life.
而是借这个方法让他了解谁是神。
Maybe once he move into the land of Canaan, and then after a few years, he having a son through God,
或许他搬到迦南地之后，从神那里得一个儿子。
I think at that time, maybe he kind of so rejoiced at that time.
我想他那时候一定是非常的喜乐。
Maybe instead of the understand God's mightiness, but I think because of God's simple answer from what he promised to him, so that his amount of faith and wisdom is limited by that amount.
要是只是因为这样得子，他这样子对神的了解也就是非常的有限。
But after 25 years, he continued to grow, expand, and his kind of struggling also.
但是神让他等25年，所以在这之中呢，就让他不断的锻炼他。
But God's time is 25 years, and they led him to have a son. So not only the son in his life, but let him understand God's almightiness.
不但只是给亚伯拉罕在二十五年后给他一个儿子，而是让他了解神是这样的伟大。
He understands God can able to God able to do anything.
让他了解神是无所不能做的。
Not only the son, but understanding of God is more important actually.
比儿子更重要的就是能够了解神是谁。
Later, God asked him the only son in his life required from him.
后来神要他。把他唯一这个独子献上来。
The word the wisdom came from that he willing to offer his only son to the Mount Moriah.
他从哪里得到这个智慧，将他这个独生子献上了呢
？Because this one's come from his understanding of God, of true wisdom.
这个是他真正的智慧，从他了解神到底是谁。
He has a confidence that this son has come from the impossible to be possible to possible.
他知道这个儿子本来是从不可能的而变成可能的。
Since God required this son from me, then surely this son surely not died.
他想，既然神给了他，神又要回去的话，这个儿子不会死。
I think other people do not understand, but Abraham understand this.
我想别人或许不可能了解，但是亚伯拉罕自己很清楚。
So he willing to offer his son in the Mount Moriah.
所以他在山上很愿意的把儿子献上。
So when God tested his faith through this kind of trial,
所以当神因借用这个试炼来试炼他的信心。
So we find out his faith is completed when he was in the Mount Moriah.
所以知道我们就知道他在这个山上他的信心就完全成就了。
So when he testified when in the Mount in the Moriah that we can tell his faith to be completed.
所以我们知道在那山上献他儿子的时候，他的信心就完全成全了。
Yeah, let's turn to Book of Genesis.
我们看一下创世纪。
Genesis chapter 22.
二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22, verse 14.
创世纪二十二章十四节。
14 says, And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the mount of the Lord, it will be provided.
十四节，亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒。意思就是耶和华必预备，直到今日，人还说在耶和华的山上必有预备。
And this time, Abraham he confessed, he testified, the Lord will provide, and he surely know that in the mount of the Lord it will be provided.
在这里，亚伯拉罕做见证说，在这里神必会预备的。
In order he expressed this word, it requires more than just about.More than 30 years.
到这个时候已经神跟亚伯拉罕已经认识差不多三十多年。
When Isaac is grown up to be a young man at this time.
这个时候以撒已经是一个青少年了。
So when he age is 100 years, he got the son Isaac.
因为亚伯拉罕100岁的时候他生了以撒。
So the Isaac grown up to be a young man, maybe just, you know, 14, 15 around.
所以这个时候，以撒应该大概十四、十五岁。
So it takes about 40 years when he understands this very important the faith that in the mouth of the Lord it will be provided.
所以这已经三四十年之后，在这里亚伯拉罕他完全了解，在这个摩利亚山上神必预备。
So this wisdom, simply he expressed about the reflection of this instance, but this expression is very precious for him and also toward God.
在这里虽然讲了一个很简单的表达，但是对神对亚伯拉罕这个很有意义，因为是他对神的了解。
So always we can ask ourselves how much wisdom that we have.
我们也应当问问自己，我们到底从神那里得到多少的智慧。
Everybody, the amount of wisdom is different.
每个人所得到的都不一样。
It's good to we can think about our wisdom in ourselves is not enough, so we can constantly we can ask for it.
要是我们觉得自己的智慧不够，我们就应当随时的祈求。
I think every year we have a two times the spiritual convocation.
每一年我们有两次的灵恩布道会。
What is the main things we can ask for God?
我们能够跟在这时候跟神最好要求的是什么呢？
I can say true wisdom.
我想应当是真正的智慧。
Solomon when he built the temple of God.
当所罗门王造神的殿之时候。
And let's turn to First King.
让我们看列王记上。
First King chapter 3.
列王记上第三章。
Before he built the temple of God.
在所罗门造做殿之前。
At this time, Solomon he come to the place. Now he offered the burnt offering. This called the thousand burnt offering. Verse 4 says.
在第三章第四节，他在所罗门王在献祭，这里有一个一千祭。
Until the chapter 3 verse 4, here said the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offering on that altar.
第四节，所罗门王上基遍去献祭，因为在那里有极大的丘坛，他在那坛上献一千牺牲做燔祭。
So we do not know when he offered this 1,000 burnt offering on that altar, we do not know what in his mind at that time.
我们是不能够知道所罗门文他当献这个一千牺牲祭的时候心中是想什么。
But right after that, here the Bible describes verse 5. In the given, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night, and God says, ask what you wish me to give you.
但是在第五节，在即便夜间梦中，神向所罗门显现，就对他说：“你愿我赐你什么呢？你可以求。”
After he made a thousand burnt offering to God, and that night he slept.
在所罗门献了这一千牺牲祭之后，神他在那里就睡觉。
That night God showed up to him.
当天晚上，神就向他显现。
And ask what you wish me to give you.
然后跟他说你想要跟我要什么。
Have you noticed because when you're sleeping, that you had a dream in your mind?
我们有的时候睡觉的时候做梦。
You cannot lie to yourself.
你在梦中很难欺骗。
You can lie to other people. You can pretend yourself.
你可以跟别人，你可以欺骗别人，可以假装。
But in your dream, you know who you are.What you are, all things inside of the dream.
但是在梦中呢，那就是你真正自己，你是没有办法在演变。
So God showed himself in his dream and asked what you wish me to give you.
所以在所罗门梦中，神向他显现说，你愿我赐你什么呢？
In verse from 6.
第六节说,
Solomon said, Thou hast shown great to loving kindness, thou servant David. My Father, according to as he walked before thee, in truth and righteousness and unrighteousness of heart toward thee, thou hast reserved for him this great loving kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne. It is this day, verse 7. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king in place of my father David, yet I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. We find out here when God asked him, so what can I do for you? What is it? Ask what you wish to me at that time. And the Solomon now talked to God in his dream in this way.
所以所罗门回答神, 问他的问题, 就是要什么,
we find out that Solomon here has his strong desire of wisdom.
在这里我们可以看出他就很想要有智慧。
He understands he has a lack of wisdom in him.
他发现自己有缺少智慧。
Verse 8 and 9.
第八,
第九节。 And thou servant is in the midst of thy people which thou hast chosen, a great people who cannot be numbered or counted for multitude. Verse 9.
第九节。
So give thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people to discern between good and evil, for who is able to judge this great people of thine? You find out from this passage here, Solomon, even when he became a king, he never think that this country belongs to him.
从这里我们可以看出, 就算所罗门变成做王之后, 他不觉得这个是这个国家属于他的。
He understands the importance of the discernment in his life.
他知道在一生要做判断是很重要的。
We find out he doesn't have this, he asks God.
他知道自己缺乏这一点, 所以他从神那里求。
We find out that when Solomon, when he was in dream at this time,
在这里我们看所罗门在梦中,
it's not he wake up, you know, when the God show up, the while he awake himself and they show up to him, and then he asked for this wisdom. No, when in his in the dream.
这个时候不是在他醒的时候, 神将他, 显现, 而是在他梦中跟他说话。
That means he's a true himself there.
所以可以看出这是他真正的自我。
Nothing he can hide in front of God at this time.
他在神面前是不能隐藏。
So now the verse 10, here's, and it was pleasing in the sight of the Lord that Solomon had asked these things.
所以所罗门因为求这事就蒙主喜悦。
So God knows, God from the God's point of view, this is what he asking. So it truly pleased God, so he will give it to the all the wisdom and the extra all the blessing in his life.
因为神非常喜悦, 所罗门求这一件事情, 所以不但给他这, 他所求的, 而且其他的。
And verse 12,
在十二节,
behold, I have done according to your words, behold, I have given you a wise and discerning heart, so that there has been no one like you before you, nor shall one like you arise after you. This is the blessing.
这个就是神给他的, 赐给他的,
Verse 15.
15节,
and then the Solomon awake, and behold, it was a dream.
15节, 所罗门醒了, 不料是个梦。
So the Solomon, when he awake, he find out this is a dream.
当所罗门梦中醒之后, 他才发现他做了一个梦。
So again, he also again he offer he make offering to God like a peace offering.
所以他就再一次的献燔祭和平安祭。
So here, this is a good example for us that when we ask for the true wisdom of God,
这个就给我们做一个很好的模范, 我们应当跟神求智慧。
That we find that Solomon received such a great amount of blessing from God because he desired for this wisdom.
我们看到所罗门得到这么多的恩惠, 因为他跟神先求智慧。
Of course, we do not look at his failing, but we talk about his success.
当然我们不要, 学习他这个失败的地方, 我们要看他成功的地方。
I hope that you and I, we received this wisdom of God.
我但愿我们都能够从神得到这种智慧。
And we look at the life of Moses.
我们也看一下摩西的一生。
He's actually he's very a brilliant man. He's very actually in this world a standard. Also, he actually wise man he himself.
他本来就是一个很有智慧的人。
But when God calling him, We find out that when he is turned out to be nobody, actually.
但是神要呼召他的时候，他那时候是一无所有。
So when he understands he's nothing in himself and God calling him.
当他认为自己一无所有，什么都不是的时候，神才呼召他。
Look at the Exodus chapter 3.
我们看出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章
verse 11,
第十一节。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 11, this one talked to God, and Moses said to God, chapter 3, verse 11, Moses said to God, Who am I? I mentioned the Who am I?
在第三章第十一节，摩西对神说，我是什么人呢？
Who am I? I'm not there enough myself can face to Pharaoh.
我怎么敢跟法老王去见面呢？
And it is impossible such kind of old man go to see him and bring your people out of the Egypt. It is impossible.
像我这样的老人怎么可能去见法老王然后把以色列人民从埃及领出来呢？
And verse 12, at that time God talked to him, said, Certainly I will be with you.
在十二节神说我必与你同在。
And then also give a sign that this shall be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you, that you have brought the people out of Egypt. You shall worship God at this mountain.
然后你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我。这就是我打发你去的证据。
When Exodus chapter 3 verse 11, when he conversation with God.
在这三章十一节，摩西跟神说话的时候
，The verse 11, Moses talked to God, said, "Who am I?"
神，摩西跟神说，我是什么人呢
？This is asking for the wisdom of God. Actually, this one.
其实他说这个话的意思就是要跟神求智慧。
You know that I am just already been here for 40 years wilderness. I have no positions.
神，你知道我是什么样的人，在。这个旷野四十年什么都不是。
What you asking for is impossible with a man.
你要我做的事对人来说是不可能的。
You have to be with me.
你一定要与我同在。
So simply this asking, we're asking for the God's wisdom.
所以他这很简单的，其实在祈求神的智慧。
I hope that we can increase, continue increase our the wisdom of God in our life.
我但愿我们大家都能够不断的。在这个跟神祈求，让我们的智慧能够不断的增长。
And we James chapter 1 mentioned that once we ask him, he never make us to be shame.
在雅各书第一章这里也提到，他跟我们跟神祈求的话，他不会让我们羞苦羞愧。
He will give us enough in our life to be satisfied.
然后他神将赐给我们一辈子。能够满足的。
And God is working. God is a giver.
神是他是愿意赐给我们的。
No, we are the receiver.
我们是领受的。
The God requires us to ask for it.
但神所要求的是我们一定要祈求。
Once we ask, and He will provide us.
当我们祈求，神就会施予。
Now we find out that you know when God feed the 5,000, with a five bread and two fishes.
当我们看主耶稣为以两条鱼跟五块饼
Bible explain us,
为五千人的时
候 Bible tells us the event at that time with a five bread and two fishes all of them they eat enough so that their stomach is satisfied
圣经说这五千人他们吃了这五块饼跟两条鱼每个人都非常的满足
Not only that 12 or more baskets, they full of baskets they receive from.
不但如此，还剩了十二个网的剩这些剩下的零碎。
So, we need the wisdom of God. We come to the Lord, we ask God will provide us this wonderful wisdom of God.
所以，当我们知道我们有需要的时候，一定要跟神祈求，神就一定是给我们的。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 145.
我们看诗篇一百零五篇。
Psalm 145.
一百四十五篇。
Psalm 145 verse 18.
诗篇一百四十五篇十八节。
Psalm 145 verse 18, the Lord is near to all who call upon him and to all who call upon him in truth.
凡求靠主的，就是诚心求告他的，主便与他们相近。
Verse 19,
19节。
He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them.
敬畏他的，他必成就他们的心愿，也并听他们的呼求，拯救他们。
I hope that the spiritual convocation, I heard that next week is your spiritual convocation.
我知道下个礼拜就是这边的灵恩会。
I hope because your desires enough reach up to God.
我但愿大家的都有这个都渴望能够更亲近神。
So all of you can be satisfied by the word of God.
这样子我们都能够从神那里得到满足。
I'm sure because your desire for the fearing of God and the wisdom of God, surely your desire to be fulfilled.
我相信我们渴望从神那里得到智慧，还有敬畏他。你们的渴望一定得到满足。
One thing I find out is that nowadays, compared old time and now, what is the lack of us in our attitude?
我有的时候想，现代跟以前人们的心态有什么？
Our desire is not enough.
我们跟神的这种渴慕就是不够。
So God is the Spirit of God move our heart. Is this is a movement of the Spirit of God is.It's less than before.
所以神在人们感动的这个力量就不如以前。
Nowadays life is more complicated, more demanding.
因为我们生活有很多的需求，有很大的压力。
So come to the spiritual convocation is not like a strong desire like before.
所以来参加灵恩会也不像以前大家这么渴慕了。
So I can see the spiritual movement is diminished from us.
所以我也看出这个在圣灵的工作
，sometimes
是不如以前。
Sometimes I don't see the kind of shedding the tear from our heart.
我也很少看到大家从内心祷告，然后。
I'm not talking about just amount of prayer, but the desire of prayer.
我不是在讲祷告多少，而是在讲这个祷告的内容。
If we do not have this strong desire,
要是我们没有这种很强烈的渴望
，maybe continue to our spiritual convocations, the power of the Holy Spirit and the movement of the Holy Spirit can continue to getting weaker, maybe.
要是我们不大家没有这种渴慕的心的话，可能这种灵恩会在灵恩会当中都很少看到圣灵的感动。
I hope that all of you to set this time for your time and your effort, your prayer, truly can desire enough to reach to God in your prayer.
So 我但愿大家都能够开始下决心，真正的想要亲近神。要渴慕神。
The important thing is because you and I, because our faith.
对我们来说，最重要的就是我们的信心。
We find out the woman who, 12 years, bleeding problems, illness in her life.
我们知道，在圣经里有一位妇女，她十二年漏血。
There is so many that time, so many people around Jesus.
当时有很多的人在耶稣身旁。
This woman is one of them there.
这个妇女只是这众群中一个人而已。
But she has a desire to touch the Jesus, clothes.
但是她有很强烈的，她非常强烈的渴慕心，想要去触摸耶稣。
So when she reached her hands, touched the cloth.
当她伸手摸耶稣的时候
，Only know that Jesus knows, this woman knows.
只有耶稣跟这位妇女知道。
When she touched the Jesus cloth, and she knows that her bleeding was stopped.
当这位妇女碰到耶稣她这个衣服衣边的时候，她就知道她的血流停了。
Jesus knows that his power is released out of him.
因为神耶稣知道他的力量从他身上出去。
At that time, Jesus asked, "Who touched my clothes?"
马上耶稣就问谁碰我。
From the disciples' point of view, what's wrong with you? Because there's so many people around you.
从门徒来讲，他们会觉得耶稣很奇怪，因为在他身旁有这么多人碰他。
Somebody touched her. She knows that. He knows that.
耶稣知道有一个人摸到他。
Because this woman with the full of faith touched Jesus.
这位妇女是充满信心来想要摸耶稣。
Now, maybe we can be the one of the multitude.
我们或许是在这个人群中当中一位。
Yes, maybe we can close to God, but we cannot experience it if we do not have faith enough to reach to touch Him.
是的，我们可能就在耶稣的身旁，但是我们并没有渴慕的想要摸到他。
Always Jesus required the true, genuine faith from us.
神总是要我们有一个真实的真诚的信心。
I hope that with a full of faith, we come to the Lord.
但愿我们大家都能够来到神面前一个真诚的信心。
So, we can ask for the true wisdom.
然后来恳求这个神的智慧。
The word of God truly quench your thirstiness.
愿神的话语能够满足你心中的渴慕。
And give us a true inspiration in our faith.
也给你启发心中的灵感。
So our faith is more like upgraded through this.Spiritual convocation.
这样我们信心才能够进更高一层。
Let's sing hymn 379.
让我们唱诗379首。